morning, 15 before the hour. John and Glenn, it's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Patrick Madrid, 15 minutes away at 6 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. At 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app with highlights from the March for Life Chicago. Thousands of you braving some of the worst weather, even by Chicago standards, to stand up for life, including Bob from Chicago. Bob's listening right now on Relevant Radio 930 out in the western suburbs, and he just sent us some email saying that he attended the March for Life Chicago this past Saturday. He heard it here on Relevant Radio. And Bob writes, it was beautiful to see some wonderful people standing up for life. They were peaceful. They were joyful. There were some angry pro-abortion protesters, writes Bob, maybe 50 or so in number, with a bullhorn shouting their retorts at the peaceful people who were just there standing up for life. And he said, I asked a person standing next to me as the retorts and anger of the protesters hit us. And she said, it feels like Jesus being mocked as he carried his cross to Calvary. And Bob says his favorite moment of the March for Life Chicago was when a group of fifth graders walked past that angry mob of protesters. And Bob writes, the little angels started chanting, we love babies. Yes, we do. We love babies. How about you? Bob says it's not every day that you see a gang of angry adults stopped to contemplate the innocent wisdom of children. Bob, thanks for being a part of the March for Life. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio. Among those addressing the March for Life, Cardinal Blaise Supich.
I want to, in a special way, welcome and greet and encourage all the young people who are here today. You give us such much more energy and hope for the future. When a child is born into the world, it's a great gift, not just for the child, but for a whole family. A family that sees a legacy carried on and can see in the eyes of that child the future, but also can dream about the many contributions and talents that that child will bring. But also a child calls out from each one of us in a family a sense of generosity to make room in our lives for that child. I say all of this to you today, particularly because in the last couple of months, our family welcomed two new great-grandnephews. That makes 25 great-grandnephews and nieces in our family. But has taken for all of us an opportunity to reflect on how a child's life is not just something for themselves, but has an importance for all of us as a family, as a human family, as a society. A child opens for us a better dream about the future as we think about their lives, but it also taps within us a sense of sacrifice, of generosity to make room at the table of life. And so today, as we say we are pro-life, we are also pro-women, and so we have to make sure that women have the resources that they need in order to bring that child into the world. We have to make sure they have proper health care, all the social amenities that are helping them to be mothers. Being pro-life means being pro-mother, pro-women.
Cardinal Blaise Supich at Chicago's March for Life on Saturday at Daley Plaza, and I know many of you were there, including a guest that we had on Friday morning, Congressman Dan Lipinski.
And you're not out here for something for yourselves. We're not asking for something for us. We're here for others. People that we will never know. We're standing up for them. I am a pro-life Democrat. People ask me, how can you, if you are a Democrat, how can you be pro-life? And I say, it's because I believe we need to protect the most vulnerable. There's no one more vulnerable than a child in the womb. And we need to stand for them. And the pro-life movement is not going to be successful in this country without pro-life Democrats. We need Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everyone working together. There are people out there who want to force taxpayers to pay for abortion. It's a large majority of Americans agree with us that you need to keep the Hyde Amendment, and they're fighting to get rid of that. I'm fighting to make sure we keep it. A child who's born during an abortion, we are trying to get a bill passed to say you must care for that child. These are all common sense things that large majorities of Americans agree with us on and are with us on. But let's keep fighting. Keep standing up for those who need us to defend them. And through the work that we do, through the rally, the march, we're going to keep going. No one's going to stop us. We are going to change the laws. We are going to change the hearts and minds. And we are going to make this a pro-life nation. So thank you.
Congressman Dan Lipinski at the March for Life Chicago. And when you looked at the crowd in Chicago, and you have seen this in Denver, we were talking with Mary Jo Gerd, you've seen this over the past several years in Washington, D.C. during the March for Life, and perhaps marches in your own community, the young people, the future of our Catholic Church standing up for life among those young people who addressed the thousands in Chicago. Alex Lehan, who is the student leader of the group called We Dignify.
I march today with the understanding that we live in an unjust society and with the determination to see that change. I march today because I understand that abortion does not empower women. Empowerment is not the destruction of motherhood. As Alice Paul, a leader of the suffragist movement, once said, abortion is the ultimate exploitation of women. On this day, 135 years ago, Alice Paul was born, and she fought to bring a voice to women. 35 years later, she witnessed women gain the right to vote. On this day, we are bringing a voice to the unborn.
Audio from the March for Life Chicago. Thank you, Jake Moore, one of the producers on the Drew Mariani Show, leading the Relevant Radio team for coverage of the March for Life Chicago. We'll be at One Life LA this weekend, and we'll give you a preview later in the week. And of course, our wall-to-wall coverage coming up on Friday, January 24th of the March for Life Live from Washington, D.C. Our time now at 8 before the hour, and as you and I stand up for life, it's part of our mission. It's that mission as disciples, as the apostles of today, that comes from our baptism. And of course, yesterday we ended the Christmas season with the baptism of our Lord. And in this homily highlight for you this morning, Bishop Paul Swain from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, reminds us that the baptism of Jesus is one of mission. And Jesus shows us that through the waters of your baptism and mine, we can not only be cleansed of our sins, but become servants of the Lord.
God the Father declares in a momentous phrase, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Our goal in life should be that God the Father can say of us, "This is my beloved Son, my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased." I have a ways to go before he can say that about me. Yet it ought to be our purpose as we journey toward holiness in hope of eternal life to please God in what we do and what we say and how we live and serve. As a result of baptism, he gives us the tools, the grace, and the confidence to do so. Do you remember your baptism? Most of us were infants and do not. Pope Francis challenged, and I do often at confirmations, to find out the date of our baptism, once-in-a-lifetime spiritual moments, is one of the most significant events in our lives. We celebrate our physical birthdays, even though we do not remember that event. Our spiritual birthday is as worthy of grateful note.